96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know the theme, and you know what time it is. It is Super Bowl time. Are you ready for the Falcons and the Patriots? Are you ready to talk a little smack ahead of this clash of titans on the gridiron? Well, joining me to talk about this are WHUR's fitness guru and retired New England Patriot offensive tackle Darrell Haley and former Washington cornerback Fred Smoot.
What's up?
I've been waiting to say that all day.
Hey, it's, and you know, I'm going to tell you what's great about that name. What? It works on the road and it works at home. At home, I know they say it's Smoot. Now, when I'm on the road, it sounds just like boo. So I'm fine. Like, I'm fine regardless.
Something's happening.
Hey, something's going down.
You got to get away with it some kind of way. Look, lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking some smack tonight about the Falcons and the Patriots.
We got a homer in the building.
Say it right, baby. Say it right.
Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum. WHUR, thanks for coming in, guys. I appreciate it. All right, so Darrell, I'm going to let you start off.
Who are you rooting for?
All I can say is, you can say whatever you want to say about the Patriots, but at the end of that sentence, you have to say, but they're number one.
He just lectured me in the green room about the Patriot
one.
Way. He's telling the skin about, I don't want to hear about the Patriot
it's
way.
The Patriot's way, baby. Love them or don't. But at the end of the day, you got to say, they're number one.
Well, I mean, the honesty about this whole situation is the Patriots have not done anything to help the price of ticket sales go up. The price of ticket sales has gone down since the Cowboys are not in there. And I'm not a Cowboys fan.
It's just like being married. You take your wife, you don't appreciate your wife after 10 years, right? The Patriots just been there so many times, I think people are just tired of seeing them.
You know, they're not as exciting as some of the other teams that a lot of folks thought could be there, Darrell.
All I have to say again, you got to say they're number one. And if you don't want them in the Super Bowl, beat them.
He right.
Mm-hmm.
I do say this about this
That's
Super
all I'm
Bowl.
Say.
Unlike most of the Patriots Super Bowls, this game is going 50-50. A lot of people think the Falcons are going to win. A lot of people think the Patriots are going to win. So it's not that, all right, we're not going to even tune in because we don't think it's going to be a game. This is representing sports as the longest running reality show ever made. So I think it's going to be a great game.
I think they need to put a little country grammar on the Patriots, little Southern hospitality, and show them who's boss.
Well, I mean, you know, anything is possible. But right now, the last thing I saw was 47-53. The Patriots are predicted to win it 53%.
I don't believe in predictions. Madam Cleo used to give predictions.
Right. But you know what? Yeah. Madam Cleo is gone. She is gone.
And that's what I'm saying. Give me some reasons why you think that they are better suited to win this game than the Falcons.
Drive for five.
So you're going to bring up the past?
Drive for five. The past dictates the present.
Yeah.
The present will dictate the future.
Now, what's happened?
Now, the only thing Atlanta has going for them is that the head coach was at Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. And now he's at Atlanta. Now, Seattle has beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
And they almost beat them in the Super Bowl.
Again.
They almost.
Yeah.
But through preparation and the Patriots way, which I just lectured you about, discipline, self-discipline, perseverance, all those things, they made the right play at the right time, and they won the game.
If they ran
that play again, Seattle, it might work, but it. That's okay. They already lost. Patriots already won.
Let me say this. betting on the Patriots is like betting on my stock investments. Like they always tell you, past performance is no guarantee of future gain.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, for right now.
Hey, I'm going to give you a couple points why I feel like. Cause this is where I'm torn.
Okay, bring it on, Smoot.
You make decisions sometime by your heart. And by your brain. Mm-hmm. With my heart, I think the Atlanta Falcons are going to win. Here goes why. The Cleveland Cavaliers never won a ring. They won this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Cubs never won a ring. They won this year.
They won almost 100 years
after that's what I'm saying.
Where he's going with this, but go ahead.
Villanova. I can keep going down the line with the team. It's that sports year where the underdog is going to win. It's the year of the underdog, and my heart is telling me that the Atlanta Falcons is going to win this game, but my brain is telling me, don't you dare bet against Belichick. Don't you dare bet against Brady. Don't you understand they've been doing this? You got to realize the average age on the defensive side for Atlanta is 25 years old.
Mm.
25 years old. They don't even remember when these guys was winning championships.
Wow, how about that? Well, hold on. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about Super Bowl 51 with Fred Smoot and, of course, Daryl Haley. Talk a little smack. Who do you think is going to win and why? Let me go to Andrea calling from Upper Marlboro. Andrea, what's on your mind?
Yes, I may be living in Upper Marlboro, but I'm from Oklahoma. So, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Oh, I thought I smelled that.
Broken. But we didn't make it. And I've been a fan since 1972. So since y'all bringing up the past, you know, Tony Dorsett, they didn't think he'd make it. And you know what he did. So I'm telling you, these Falcons are going to win. If I got to send Juju, sprinkle some fairy dust on the field, because they need to beat y'all.
See, she's friends with Madam Cleo.
Yeah, Madam. But I want this win. It's going to look good for the South.
Okay.
I'm with her on that. You know, I'm from the South, so I feel her on that.
The only reason I feel good about this is because my dad's from the South.
Yeah.
But outside of that,
he's a good man.
He is a good man, but outside of that, it's a Patriots kind of thing.
All right, well, Andrea, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Who do you have for Super Bowl Sunday? Patriots or Falcons, and why? Give us a call. Okay, talk to me a little bit about Tom Brady, because, I mean, you know, he's In football years, you know, he's old as Methuselah. He's good.
Yeah.
Okay? But could this very well be the year that we see the end of his...
Not a chance.
You don't think so?
Not a chance.
No.
Playing too well.
That ain't going to happen.
Playing too well. Take care of his body. This guy legitimately has a year and a half before I think he starts to show us the end is coming. But I think he still got two good seasons in him.
Easy two good seasons.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the weakness for Atlanta, and what's the weakness for the Patriots?
Hey, go ahead, Fred.
I think the weakness for Atlanta right now, we talked about their experience on the defensive side of the ball. They have a very young secondary going against the GOAT, the best quarterback of all time and the best coach of all time. I think that's going to be a challenge for anybody. People are not talking about the young talent that they do have. A guy like Deion Jones has 150 yards of returning interception. He's a middle linebacker that runs a 4-4. They have talent on their side. Vic Beasley rushing the passer, but they're not strong in the middle, the D tackles, and if you want to get pressure on Brady, it has to be through the A gap.
My thing would be to know what to do once the Patriots jump out. If the Patriots jump out, they put the accelerator down.
Yeah.
And they're not going to let up. So what do you do once that happened? And if you can't regroup and recover, it's going to be over.
I'm going to tell you the weakness for the Patriots, though.
Besides, get pressure on Brady.
No. Besides Ben Roethlisberger, they played nobody at quarterback. They've played Ryan Fitzpatrick. They've played whoever else ran out there. They haven't played a Matt Ryan-type quarterback until they played Ben Roethlisberger. So I'm saying that this offense, especially with the running backs catching the ball out the backfield, Julio Jones demanding a double team, two more wide receivers out there, I think they're going to cause a problem for a very good Patriots defense.
Now, let me back up about Matt Ryan. Talk to me about his skills. Where is he superlative?
I'm sorry. He's been putting up the numbers for years. The only knock on Matt Ryan is, what are you going to do postseason? He proved it this postseason. This team has grown and grown and grown. Matt Ryan is a top tier. If he wins this Super Bowl, he's going to be nominated to that top tier quarterback in the NFL.
All right, he's going to be in the game.
Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about Super Bowl 51, the Falcons and the Patriots on Sunday. Let's go to Tia. Tia, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Tia. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you for accepting my call.
Absolutely.
I am from Atlanta, born, NBC from Atlanta, grew up in Atlanta. So I am rooting for the Patriots. For a couple of things.
How did you
so
do that?
One, the Patriots have been tried and tested. They are a true franchise team. They know what to do in a Super Bowl scenario. Atlanta Falcons have choked on so many times getting to this point. And although they've had a very good year and they have a great defense, I just think Tom Brady and the machine is going to pull it out.
Very well said.
You know, my father,
she turned her back so fast.
Falcons street ball player, and they have to grow up to be a franchise team. I think they're on that path, but I don't think they can take on the Patriots.
You know, the only thing that really made sense about what Tia just said is that she's from Atlanta, but she's rooting for the Patriots.
Yes.
That's why she lives here, because they don't want her in Atlanta.
Well, you got to realize Atlanta is a transit city anyway. And when you go play a football game in Atlanta, the away team always has more fans in the stands.
Tia, good luck on Sunday.
I was born in D.C., so I'm a Redskins fan.
Thank you so much. Well, hey, okay.
Well,
she's headed in the right direction. She's headed in the right direction. Life is good.
Thank you so much, Tia. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dave, calling from Springdale. Dave, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Dave, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
And Sam's taking my call. Look, what I want everybody to know, New England Patriots need to be watched. Because they have cheated before. Who knows whether or not they have cheated in the past, okay? When they deflate the balls, okay, to play the game, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, they're not trustworthy. So who to know whether or not they're doing something under the table again or haven't done anything under the table to get them where they're at today?
So basically what he's saying is New England Patriots are the dirty deacon of the NFL.
What he just said is that he don't know sports.
There's nobody
in sports who plays the game 100% straight. Now,
yeah, but the Patriots got caught.
When it talks about Deflategate, they have yet to prove that they deflated those balls.
Right, what about the videotapes?
What videotapes?
Y'all cop to that when y'all was recording people practice?
Everybody has done that.
Spygate.
Everybody has done that.
Oh, come
Everybody
on. No, we don't.
Daryl, those are alternative facts.
Everybody has done it.
Dave, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about Super Bowl 51, the Patriots and the Falcons. Malia, calling from Catonsville. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
It's actually Maria. Hi, guys.
Maria. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
It's okay. So I'm a Steelers fan.
Wow.
And I'm very, very bitter NFL fan at this moment. And I am rooting for the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Because Patriots is a cheater. They cheater. They are cheaters. I'm sorry. Who comes up to someone's hotels and pull an alarm at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I totally understand, but can I ask you something? Have you ever had a relationship with a boyfriend that cheated on you? Did you forgive him?
No, I moved on. I moved on.
He didn't give her a ring, like a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. For 17 years now, so I moved on. I don't look back, and guess what? That's why I'm moving on to root for the Falcons, and they deserve to get a Super Bowl ring, by the way. I mean, yeah, we the Steelers have the most rings right now, which is, you know, I'm good with that, and I'm going for the Falcons.
Okay, Maria, thank you so much. Out in Catonsville, you should be a Ravens fan, but that's another conversation.
Hey,
thank you so
location
much.
Location does not matter anymore.
You are absolutely right. What is wrong with these people?
For other sports.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sean in D.C. Lena in Baltimore. Tammy in Upper Marlboro. Please do not hang up. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. You will be able to hear the program. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown, and he's next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this football conversation in just a bit.